The Trip of a Lifetime, written by Monica McEnany and read by Uli Bevay. Bette Quinlan had a weekly ritual. Every Wednesday morning, the day the local newspaper she edited was published, she would walk up one side of the main street of the town of Clare, and then down the other. She'd pass the bakery, the chemist, the charity shop, the hardware store, the butcher, the banks. Sometimes, she even did the walk twice. It delivered better feedback than any market research. On an average Wednesday, she would be stopped at least 8 times, with townspeople expressing their opinions about the stories on the front page, or the back page, or, indeed, any of the pages inside. Rarely was everyone happy. It was usually the unhappy ones who stopped her, but without fail, it helped her with what she called taking the temperature of the Clare Valley's citizens. "Have you ever thought about wearing a bulletproof vest?" her grandmother Lola asked one week when the front page story was a particularly spicy one about council politics. "Or a disguise?" "I'm hoping you'll come with me next time," Bet said. "Who would pick on me if I was helping a frail elderly Irish woman stretch her frail elderly Irish legs?" "Your frail elderly Irish grandmother is busy elsewhere most Wednesdays, fortunately," Lola said. "Out with the golden oldies?" "We're not called that anymore. We took a vote. We've got a new name now. The One-Footers. As in, one foot in the grave. There's nothing golden about being olden in my eyes. Not that I can see too well either at the moment, or hear too well, or move too well. See how apt the new name is? So what are you all doing this Wednesday, apart from listing your ailments to each other? Water skiing, I think. Or maybe whitewater rafting. In the puddle of water in the creek? Perhaps. I can't remember. My memory's going to..." Bette's latest weekly walk delivered the goods again. The previous evening, her assistant editor Sam had read the front page headline, "Fiery Scenes in Council Chambers," and given her a knowing look. "That'll be one light-hearted stroll tomorrow," he said. He was right. She'd barely left the office the next morning before a passerby stopped her. She had the story all wrong, she was told. 10 meters on, another person grabbed her hand and shook it vigorously. She had it absolutely right. Her approval ratings rose and fell as she walked along the street. Halfway down the opposite side, she was glad to see a friendly face. An old school friend, Jenny Randall. She was now the occupational therapist at the old folks' home. "Have you got a minute, Bette?" Jenny asked. "Do you want to abuse me?" Bette said. "Then no. Do you want to praise me?" "Sure, I've got hours." Jenny smiled. "It's not about the paper, but if it was, I'd praise you. I think you got that story spot on." She dropped her voice. "It's actually about your grandmother,"